This podcast was adapted from a live radio broadcast originally aired on WSUM FreeFlow.
The opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the views of WSUM, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, or its Board of Regents.
Welcome back to Game Days with the Girls. My name is Danny Savin, and I'm joined alongside Cam Felstead, and you are listening to WSUM here on FreeFlow. Excuse the first little bite notes. So welcome to today's episode, Scripted with the Girls, finally. Because, wow, everyone, we're about to go crazy.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
The first inaugural episode that we've had a scripted.
It's been since never, actually, that we've done this. LOL. But yeah. So, Cam, how was your week? How was your weekend of sports? What are the vibes? How are you feeling?
Good. Yeah, I went to go watch the Purdue Badger. Oh my gosh, why is my mic so quiet now? It was just loud.
Speak into your mic.
I am. Okay, there we go. Maybe I was like sideways.
You were sideways. Don't look at me.
Well, I got to. We're having a conversation. I'm going to hold it.
Guys, Cam is holding her mic. Kind of cool. Also, I don't know why I'm still wearing these headphones. It's kind of iconic.
It's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny.
I went to go watch Sarah Williams this weekend. It was pretty hype. She did really good. We lost by 20-something, I believe. But, yeah, and, like, our women's hockey team upset. Pretty hype. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Were you there? What do you mean, was I there? Of course I was there.
Oh, I was just curious.
I feel like I'm everywhere.
I know you're like a fangirl, so.
I am. I really love. So shout out, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, not that it's posted yet, because Cam hasn't slacked the person she needs to.
I gotta slack.
But last week's episode, Fangirling with the Girls, will be up soon. Hopefully. If Cam uses Slack correctly.
If she keeps giving me crap, I am a busy woman applying to other schools.
What did I say?
Do we have a dumb button? Anywho, moving on.
I'm sure you can.
I don't think you can.
On FreeFlow, I think you can.
Well, we're not going to do it again. Anywho, guys, I think this makes up for the fact that we're scripted. This is the most chaotic entrance. Not entrance, excuse me.
What is going on right now?
Intro in our lives. Yeah, I can't hear myself, Cam. Can use her mic, though. I really wish you could all see what I'm seeing right now. She's, like, holding it as if she's about to sing us a medley, which would be low-key iconic.
I'm looking at the notes because I want to see what I want to talk about for women's hockey, and I just pulled up the notes. Danny spelt Los Angeles Dodgers to say Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay.
That is terrible.
Are you really judging my notes? I have, like, 2 pages worth of actual notes, and you have half a page of notes,
and then
like a chart. So
a chart that's a chart.
Also, look at your own notes. Don't go off of my notes, Cameron.
Yours are at the top of the screen.
Yeah. Well, then scroll down.
Yeah.
Wow. We should never be scripted ever again. We're doing a horrible job.
This is funny. Okay.
So funny.
So
hey, read your own notes.
I am. I'm literally. No. Do you want to start with what yours is at the top so we can start with MLB baseball if you want?
Well, no, we were just talking about women's hockey. Let's talk about women's hockey.
I thought you were done with that.
Am I ever done with women's hockey? The answer, everyone, no. I am an avid supporter of women's hockey. Men's hockey, not so much until they get into a fight. Then I'm all for it. It's kind of entertaining to watch. Women's hockey, though, I'm not really here for it. What?
What?
Huh?
What did you just say?
I think my brain just, like, did a little flippity flip flop.
I think that you just said the whole wrong thing.
I love women's hockey. Shout out.
Yeah, I'm totally not here for it. What?
What?
I think we both caught that so quickly.
I can't believe I just said that.
Oh my god, speak your truth, I guess.
That was the most wild thing I think I've said in my entire life.
Spoke the truth.
No, Danny loves women's hockey. Actually, shout out Harold. As in the Badger Harold. I don't know anyone, man, human, person thing, named Harold. So
I know
if you're scrolling through...
Harold.
Oh, that's actually kind of iconic.
Yep.
But if you're scrolling through the Badger Harold sports website, a new article recently published by yours truly about, guess what, Cam?
Women's hockey.
Women's hockey. That was a wild guess, guys. She got it correct.
I was like, is this rhetorical? Because she's just going to say it.
Yeah, well, usually I do because...
Usually I don't read the paper.
Yeah, usually you don't... What? Actually, I don't read the paper either.
Wrote for the paper.
I know, that's a wild thing that you're doing. Cam is technically on the Herald. So for you listening, let's give our listeners a little background. Cam and I are both freshmen here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'm hopefully studying journalism and comm arts with a sports comm certificate, and I'm a sports editor for the Herald. What about you, Cam?
I am on the verge of crying myself to sleep because I'm hoping to get into business school. And if I don't get into business school, I'm transferring.
And then I'm going to be crying myself to sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what? How is there an exactly for that?
Because
it's tough out here for the girls in sports. I'm going to be so real about that.
Real. Okay.
Cam's on the verge of tears.
I'm really not on the verge of tears. That just came out of me.
It's just... Oh, it just came out of you. That's wild. It really just left your mouth. Okay. Oh, boy.
Okay. But, yeah.
Stick to the script, shall we?
I'm hoping to get into business school and major in business marketing so I can go into sales and promotions and stuff like that. And then also, oh my goodness, this mic is...
It's great when you speak into it.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. Thank you. I don't know how singers do this. Taylor Swift must be really good at holding her mic straight.
She must be.
But yeah, I am also going to get a sports comm certificate and hopefully go into the sports world from the marketing aspect if I don't want to do play-by-play because I know I'm not as good as some other people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mic drop, Danny.
If you drop that mic, I'm going to punt you through the window. Anywho.
I don't want to get punted.
So just a little...
Danny doesn't play sports where she kicks. So
I do play sports.
Not where you kick.
That's so
true.
You were
a track runner. What are you going to do?
I played soccer for 2 seasons in high school.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, a full 2 seasons.
Okay, Matthew.
But yeah, just so you get a little background about me and Cam and our incredibly chaotic podcast, that's us if you were wondering. Back to sports, yesterday had to be one of the most exciting days of my life, and let me tell you why. Shohei Ohtani debuted with the Los Angeles Dodgers on Tuesday against the White Sox. And as a Cubs fan, there is no greater sense of purpose than the White Sox getting absolutely annihilated by the best baseball player in history. Because, ambidextrous pitcher, incredible hitter, I'm at a loss for words. So let me take you through what this debut was like, because something pretty phenomenal happened. I don't know why Cam's laughing at me right now. She's cracking up over there, guys. I'm just super passionate.
Carol just said the greatest baseball player of all time is Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, right behind Mookie Betts, probably. Yeah, my opinion.
No,
these are my opinions.
Not even close.
Yes, even close. Okay, tell me one other ambidextrous pitcher. Go.
It doesn't have to be ambidextrous. He might be the best ambidextrous player, but he's not the best player of all time.
I think he's one of the best, or else the Dodgers would not have signed him for $700
million. He might be one of the best, but he's not the best.
He's the best in my eyes, Cameron. Yeah, I just served her with
Danny
her
might be blind.
Full name.
Danny might be blind.
Should we get our eyes checked? Okay, low-key, I thought I was going crazy. I was my left eye's so itchy.
Okay.
I think it's the pollen, guys.
Back to the topic.
Following the script. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
But yes, yesterday he hit a 2-run home run into the left field, which is iconic. Right in the bottom of the fifth inning. With Dominic Leone for the White Sox pitching. So that was really cool. He's second in the batting order behind Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts? How does one pronounce that?
Mookie?
Like cookie. Oh, iconic. Mookie Betts and ahead of Freddie Freeman. So the Dodgers have a pretty spectacular hitting lineup this year, which is super, super fun. But we are only in spring training for the MLB, so there is much room for growth and for Shohei to show Cam that he is one of the best players of all time.
Oh, I think he's one of the best. I just don't think he's the best.
Who's the best?
Well, I'd say up there we have Barry Bonds, Mickey Mantle,
okay.
Babe Ruth.
Okay, yeah, that's... Okay, Barry Bonds, and no.
Barry Bonds is totally up there, and the fact that he's not in the Hall of Fame yet is crazy.
That actually is wild. Like, that makes no sense to me.
I used to watch Barry Bonds
hitting
videos.
Hi, that's my name's Bonds. Barry Bonds.
That was terribly cringe.
You are terribly cringe.
She goes, you, what have I said that was as cringe as that? Nothing yet, guys. Okay, we're moving on from baseball because if I get another pun like that, I might spontaneously combust in this room.
Spontaneously okay. Combust. Oh, no.
We're moving on to men's basketball.
Oh, no. Why do we suck? Also, why did the power cut out in the second half? Did you see that? Or the fire alarm got pulled? Yeah. At IU.
At the game tying point.
In Assembly Hall, someone pulled the fire alarm. You cannot tell me that's not a form of sabotage.
It is. Yeah. And I thought it was absolutely nuts because, number one, I don't, like, there is fire alarms around the Kohl Center, but I'm not, like, pointing those out and trying to figure out a way to stop a game. Like, that was so random.
But also, how does security not
see that?
Yeah.
How do cameras not see that? Like, there's people looking.
Always.
All angles. Especially.
Especially, yes.
Especially in Assembly Hall. I'll tell you what, I've been there when I went to go see Indiana. Coolest place for basketball I've seen yet. I've seen the Purdue Dome, too.
No, Assembly Hall looks,
Assembly
like,
Hall
incredible.
Is so cool.
Yeah.
The campus of Bloomington is so cool.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm reapplying.
Cameron, if you mention that one more time, I'm done with you. I'm over
Real.
It.
Real. Okay,
but
continuing
no,
on
yesterday
that.
Yesterday was, like, literally a depressing game. So, before the fire alarm. 74-70.
Big ol' L.
Don't even.
Gave me Iowa flashbacks from a few, not few days, but.
Like
a week or two ago.
Yeah. No, I know. But, okay, besides the fact that we lost, our guys were just not shooting well. Like, Chucky Hepburn.
That's been a problem for the last 3 weeks, I feel like.
That's so true. But Chucky Hepburn was, like, the UW lead scorer. 15 points. Respectable. But 15 points?
And it was Chucky. Usually Tyler Wall and Stephen Crowell are leading.
Where's AJ Storr? Like, what happened to him? Did he fall off the face of the planet? Because I have not seen him play well in games. He used to be
the
team's
good.
Consistent leading scorer.
I don't know what's happening with their basketball team. We're kind of all falling off
yeah.
a little bit. Like, we can make a run in playoffs, but we actually got to be playing how we were in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
If we were playing better losing to, like, Tennessee in the beginning of the year, then we are losing games now and winning games now.
For real.
Like I have no clue what's happening.
No,
like,
I
we were
know.
Playing better games losing to Arizona in the beginning of the year than we are losing to Iowa now.
No, for real. We're really, they're going through, especially when IU's leading scorer led with 27 points. That is 12 more points than Chucky Hepburn. That is a substantial difference. And he shot 4-for-4 at the free throw line. We were not even close to that. So, an all-around disappointing game. For the Badgers, and to put some sprinkles on top of that cupcake, Wisconsin's going to be playing UIUC, which, for those listening, is the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, on Saturday. And UIUC is ranked 13th.
In the
country. In the country. Oh, yeah. So we're going to get hammered. Just absolutely annihilated.
If we keep playing the way we're playing, we have no chance at winning that game.
Yeah, so really looking forward to watching that happen on Saturday. Go Badgers!
Woo!
Woo! Woohoo! But in good news, in terms of rebuilding teams,
crazy.
Luke Fickell is on an absolute just... He's on a mission. He's on a mission to make the UW football coaching staff as strong as it possibly could be. And his newest addition is a D-line coach, so a defensive line coach with the last name Whitlow. Previously, he served 2 seasons at the Air Force, which is pretty great, and he managed to make their defense ranked number 7 nationally in rushing defense. So 90.9 and number 20 in passing defense, which is really, really impressive and something Wisconsin needs, because I don't even think our defense was ranked top 20. I wouldn't be surprised if it was in the bottom 20. But, like, let's
be real. Danny is just putting heat on the Badgers men's sports today.
Well, the Badgers men's sports need to get heat put on themselves.
True.
Like, you
but
think...
True.
The way that they would talk about, like, the women's volleyball team, like, they went to the Final Four this year. They did an incredible job.
Yeah, and then you say, well, they played badly against Texas. Are you making it to the Final Four?
I don't think so.
Are you a top 25 team in the country? No.
Did you lose to LSU by, like, literally after leading for three quarters? Yes, you did.
But
we might have a defense in the fall. Especially if Cam's still here. Then we totally have a defense in the fall. Yeah, Cam is the defense, guys, if you didn't know.
I am actually trying to see if I can apply to be a football manager. I love football.
Wait, how do you do that?
I don't know. I'm just hoping to email people and figure it out.
That's a great point. I always forget that you can just email people. Yeah. As a woman in sports, you just got to take that initiative, man.
Yeah, every chance you get.
Every step
oh
I
my
take.
Goodness. Oh my goodness. I don't know who I would email. Maybe I email Whitlow.
That'd be a wild decision.
Hey, welcome to the Badgers.
Coach,
I help manage your defense?
That would actually be so dope. Like, that'd be so freaking cool. But
whoa.
Yeah, Whitlow has a stacked resume. In 2022, which was his first season leading the D-line at Air Force, he helped the Falcons become the number one defense in the country. That's wild. I don't know what Luke Fickell did or how he did this, but we're about to have an incredible defense, and I cannot freaking wait. Whitlow's defense line helped hold opponents to 95.3 rushing yards per game, the sixth fewest in college football. If you're telling me we can stop teams from rushing, we can beat teams like Northwestern and Nebraska and Washington and all these
anyone.
Teams. We could
literally
beat
anyone.
Literally anyone. So Whitlow might just be what the team needs to succeed in the fall.
Real.
Real.
This mic is oddly, like, too low and too high.
Oh, too low and too high. We're having
yes.
a little Goldilocks moment in the corner over there.
Goldilocks.
Goldilocks and the three bears, but really it's Cameron and
Goldilocks
how high her mic
Danny.
Is. Goldilocks and Danny. Hello and welcome back to Game Days with the Girls. My name's Danny Savin. And Goldilocks.
And I'm Goldilocks.
That'd be wild. I mean, you
oh
are blonde.
Goodness. Yeah, I need to get highlights again. I got low lights this winter. And
oh.
I'm getting bangs, too, because I hate
No it. Way!
I hate my forehead.
Wait.
Bless up.
I think you have a nice forehead.
A nice big forehead.
Okay. I had bangs. I just don't think it's... I don't think anyone
should... Yeah, but
you have a
small enough forehead where you're like...
Where I should not have gotten bangs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then the bangs aren't long.
Yeah.
Like, my bangs would be long because I've got a big forehead.
Wait, you're going to look so good. I expect, like, updates. Like, while you're in the hair salon. Just
yeah.
like...
Yep.
Yep, yeah.
You'll be on speed dial to see this
oh my gosh.
Before and after.
Aw, thanks, Cam. That's so fun,
I can't
though.
With Danny right now. Today has been
Today's just been a day.
Okay.
I think it's the weather. Like, yesterday was so nice. I walked around in a tank top and jeans, and I spent probably 5 hours outside. On the way to the gym this morning, it was so cold, my eyes started crying, and I was like, what is going on? It was like a whopping 14 degrees.
Love that.
Oh, do you really?
No.
Yeah, it's hard out here for us. For us, we're just
you
girls after
You can't tell me
all.
It's going from 60 to this.
I know.
Like, let's be for real, guys.
I
this
know.
Is crazy.
Should we have a little moment of weather? Because I feel like whenever you're at a sports game, there has to be a weather announcement.
Welcome to Weather with Cam and Dan.
Yeah, we could do a brief little spin-off.
Who's gonna,
oh my
who's
gosh.
Gonna pull it up quicker, me or Danny?
I have it up already.
Oh, I do too. Okay,
so
let's. You want to give today's
it's
forecast?
It's going to be 65 degrees on Sunday. That's great news, guys.
It's going to be 70 on Sunday.
What are you looking at?
first alert weather.
I'm looking at My Location Madison, the weather app.
Yeah, that's not going to help you. That's like AI generated.
Oh, Cam decided no.
I'm using First Alert Weather.
Okay, so
brought
Cam,
to you
give
by
us,
Cameron Felsted, the non-meteorologist.
Little, yeah, give us a little, a cutie little, yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to start. I'm going to say that this video will be out by the time Saturday comes around. So we're going to say,
if we edit the video, actually, if you have seen.
Guys, I don't need Danny's slander right now. I'm going through it.
No, 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 no. As a girl in sports, we have to be on top of our stuff, Cameron. I texted her probably every single day. Hey, have you edited the podcast?
Not every day. She's a liar.
Okay, every other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah, that is better. Every other day, hey, have you edited the podcast? Hey, how are you? Have you edited the podcast? And Cam and I would have a whole conversation, and as soon as I asked that question,
she'd stop
responding.
I'm gone. And it's literally not even that either. Like, Danny thinks I'm avoiding her. I literally just am, like, done with the conversation, and she asks it at the end. So I think she's done talking finally.
Sorry,
that was so mean.
Oh my
that
gosh! So mean.
No,
oh
but
my
like,
gosh! I'm getting picked on right now
in this studio.
I'm just a girl, Cameron.
Guys, that was so mean. I'm sorry.
That was so mean.
Guys, I love Danny.
Does she?
Yes.
Does she really?
But oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
I'm never on top of my game, so
evidently
Danny's helped me. We're vlogging now. Danny's phone's too tiny to stand up.
I love my phone. It's so cute.
And mine is huge compared to hers.
No happy medium. Okay.
But yeah, so I just received major slander. I don't, you know what, Cameron? I don't care if your leg is asleep because you just told me I talk too much.
My whole left leg.
Will you please just take the mic and get in the camera, please?
Oh, sorry. 1 second.
Yeah, Cam and I are going to vlog a little bit of our show because it's honestly kind of funny. Okay,
what
were we even talking about? We were talking about Whitlow, and then we were talking about Cam telling me I talk too much, and
I need to do my weather breakdown.
Oh my gosh, Cam's going to do her weather breakdown, everyone.
Okay, because it's going to be out by Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I'm manifesting
We're manifesting it. We're going to get our
stuff
done today.
Okay, so Saturday we have a 5% chance of precipitation.
Oh my gosh. A full 5%?
Full 5.
Gosh.
So that's still a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll even read the description.
Description.
Oh my god, I can't read. That's the problem.
She said I'm gonna read the description and she can't.
Guys, I might have a speech impediment. I don't know.
Sunshine
along with some cloudy intervals. Very warm, high near 60 degrees. Wind south at 10 to 15 miles an hour.
Not the 10 to 15 miles an hour.
The low is 44 degrees and the sun will be rising at 6:30 a.m.
Oh, rock on. I love when the sun is up before I am. It makes me feel so much better. I can like feel seasonal depression leaving my body.
Sunday, partly cloudy skies, high near 70 degrees.
Maybe you should become a meteorologist.
Winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour. That's really strong wind.
That is really strong wind.
We're
going to literally get blown over.
And then in the evening, cloudy with occasional showers.
Occasional showers?
Even though it says 5% precipitation again.
Oh, not the 5%.
And winds could get up to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain in the afternoon is 50 degrees.
Wow.
Or 50%.
Oh my gosh. What the
Monday
freakity
morning.
Crack?
Monday morning, we have AM showers, even though it's going to be 60 degrees. We have a 35% chance of precipitation. Chance of rain 40% by the end of the day, mostly clear, low of 29 degrees. And Tuesday of next week, expect a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny, high near 55 degrees, no chance of precipitation. The low will be 30 degrees, and the UV index for all of those days is 3. So get out and tan, everybody. It's better than 1 or 2, okay? 3 is getting that little bronze look going on.
I love a good tan. And after that lovely weather report, we're going to take a break and be right back. You are listening to WSUM here on Free Flow, Game Days with the Girls. My name is Danny Savin, and I'm joined alongside
Goldilocks. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That was actually kind of
Cam Felsted.
And we will be right back. Hello, and welcome back to WSUM here on Free Flow. My name is Danny Savin, and I'm here with Goldilocks and the Three Bears. I'm kidding. If you heard the first part of the podcast,
Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
She's the whole story. She is the man, the myth, the legend. She is Cameron Felstead.
The woman, the myth, legend.
You know what? Man, human. I am a hue and a man.
Danny is talking out of
too much. Danny is talking too much today. So says Cam. Oh, out of my jeans. That is super cute, actually. Out of my jeans. I am wearing...
Your cute jeans.
I am wearing cute jeans.
Those are my jeans?
Those, no, actually, they are my jeans, but okay, thank you so much. Okay, so before you missed Cam's incredible weather report, I think Cam might have to become a meteorologist. So that's number one.
Weather with Cam.
Weather with Cam could be great, could be low-key iconic, but more importantly...
I want to start a radio channel. It's Cam's Jams.
Cam's Jams has nothing to do with...
It has nothing to do with what we're talking about, because we're getting into Cam's MF notes.
Oh, okay.
As Danny highlighted the MF, which stands for maybe fun and maybe fake.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
We are not proponents of fake news here.
No, this is a joke. Maybe facts. Maybe factual.
Maybe factual.
Mostly factual.
Oh, mostly factual. That's kind of great.
Well, it is mostly factual. Some of this stuff, like, I actually got from ESPN. So, I'm gonna start off
citing the source. Can you do it in APA, though? Because that's what we're learning in J201.
Yeah, I did not do good on my writing assignment.
That's okay.
Okay, let's continue.
Okay.
Caitlin Clark is 50 points away from Pete Maravich's all-time scoring record for NCAA basketball overall of 3,667 points. She is at 3,617 and passed Kelsey Plum on February 15th versus Michigan. She's only 50 points away, which means in rather the next two games, she'll get it. Or she could do 50 points in one game. Do we think that's possible?
She could be that iconic, yeah.
I'm very excited to see that happen. Because I think that watching, and like everybody's like, the COVID year, like she could come back next year and like really break it. But she's not going to come back next year.
You think she's going to go pro?
Yeah, and I think it would be respectful to go pro because... then you're not really blowing out the record because all the other people only got 4 years to break it.
Oh.
Like, I believe Jocelyn Allo only played 4 years of women's softball, so she did break the record for most home runs. Or maybe... I think she actually had five. Yeah, I think she had five and she broke the home run record. See, this is where it's mostly factual, guys, because I don't know off the top of my head. But Jocelyn Allo has the home run record for women's softball, and I believe that she had to do it in 5 years because COVID took away one of the years.
Oh, no way.
But so she may have played four, but like four plus like 16 games that she got like her sophomore year when the COVID hit. So like really you get 16 more games to hit those home runs, so it doesn't really like it's not really fair to everyone, I guess.
Yeah.
But... you know, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see what else.
We're going down Cam's notes. We skipped the rest of Danny's, but we're going
sorry.
With Cam's.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Danny. Because
yeah. I have so many notes, guys.
Goldilocks
skipped forward, and now Goldilocks is going to bed. I honestly don't know what's going on in my brain. Anywho, in terms of Goldilocks, she was a speedy...
I need to push the mic away so I can laugh.
She was a speedy, speedy girl. And you want to know who else was speedy this weekend? The men's track and field team. They had an incredible weekend. They captured their second, or as I wrote, they captured their second straight Big Ten championship. Apparently, Spelling and I were not on the same page today. We had Spencer, Wearing, and Sharp all win titles on the second day of competition. Spencer in the mile, his second straight title. Sharp in the 3,000 meters, which for all us Americans is about... it's like just less than 2 miles. is what 3,000 meters is. And then Wearing in the 60-meter hurdles. And it has been more than 20 years since a Badger has won first place in the 60-meter hurdles at the Big Ten Championship. So a lot of history in the making. It's very exciting. The team earned 122 points. Not drafting Nebraska, but they did defeat Nebraska, who had 118. So it was a very, very close competition. It's the program's 28th indoor title. Let's hear that back, because the men's track and field team oftentimes does not get enough credit, and I understand why they don't really compete at home. You don't see a lot of publicity about them, but 28 indoor titles. That is more than any other sport here on campus, so that's pretty cool. But yes, so Sharp and Liking went 1-2 in the 3,000 meters, and then less than 24 hours later, they went 1-2 in the 5,000 meters. So our long distance man, are you crying over how good the teams are?
No, my nose is like itchy.
Guys, Cam's tearing up. She's just so touched by it.
Guys, my nose itches and I'm not crying. There's nothing coming out of my eyes.
But like her eyes are watering.
I don't cry.
She doesn't cry. She's too strong for that. But her eyes are watering because the men's track team did so well over the weekend.
God, I love my fast little strong scrawny men.
Cam!
Guys, that was kind of mean, but I think it's funny.
Cameron, they are fast. They are not small. They're actually built
strong,
like machines.
Strong, scrawny.
But they're not. You cannot be strong and scrawny.
Oh,
they,
yeah, you
these
can.
These men are like, they're machines.
Okay, sorry. We're going to recap on that.
Yeah.
Built men.
Yeah, they are built.
Built and jacked and Cam.
And that's.
Cam doesn't know her track men because every guy at her high school was a scrawny man.
I think that's just high schoolers in general. But
yeah,
yes, so back to this incredible team that made Cam tear up in the first place. Spencer became the fifth Badger to repeat as mile champion. So back-to-back, joining the likes of Charles Fenske, which he repeated in the 1936 to 1938 years, Don Gurman, which was 1949 to 1950, Steve Lacy, 1976 to 1978.
Oh, Steve Lacy.
Yeah.
Like the singer.
Yeah. But not the singer. And Oliver, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, so I'm not gonna. 2018 to 2019. So that was absolutely incredible. And Wearing became the first Badger since TJ Nelson in 2001 to win a conference title in the 60-meter hurdles.
Awesome for him.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely iconic. But yes, Badgers claiming their 26th Big Ten indoor title, tying them with Michigan for the most in conference history. So next year, the Badgers are going to go 3-for-3, and they're going to beat Michigan because boo Michigan, my opinion.
Michigan.
But also, I think it's shared by a lot of people. So yeah, go men's track. If you're like Cam, you can cry about it. If you're not like Cam, you
I'm
can
not
just
crying,
celebrate
guys,
their
my
accomplishments.
Nose is plugged.
Her nose is plugged.
And itchy.
Okay, I think the spring allergies really are coming out. Because yesterday,
This weather is getting to me. We're cold one day, which makes my nose stuffy. And then the next day, my nose feels good. And then pollen gets in there.
Yeah.
And I've never had allergies, and now it's just hitting me. It's coming with age, I guess.
Oh, with age. At the ripe old age of
turning 19 next month.
Yeah, exactly. You're 18. So at the ripe old age of 18 years old.
Are you
19? No. I'm younger than you.
Oh.
I know. Wild.
That would make sense. I'm smarter, so that would make sense.
Excuse me?
I love keeping Danny on her toes.
She really is keeping me on my toes. Wait, but what was that thing that you said the other day? We were going to get acai and you said something ham.
Mayhem!
Oh my
gosh!
That has nothing to do
with my intelligence. It comes from where I grow up.
You all pronounce it mayhem?
I think that might be the thing up there.
Oh,
I don't know.
It might be.
A lot of people say that they wash their clothes. I do not say wash, though. I say wash. I wash my clothes.
I wash my clothes.
I know, but like I'm just saying, like mayhem is like what people say up
there.
That's valid. It has nothing to do with my intelligence,
no.
Danny.
No, it does not.
Danny's over here judging me.
Well, you were just judging me. Guys, today's been a very judgmental podcast.
Judging with the girls.
Judging, yeah.
Let's but change girls it. Scripted judging. Girls. Real.
Scripted judging?
Scripted judging.
Watch Danny and Cam as they.
Scripted.
That'd be
judge.
So funny. That'd be so
scrawny
funny.
Scrawny men. Because that's what Cam said, but they aren't scrawny. That was mean.
That was
okay,
that's just
we're moving
Cam's
on
full
to
of it,
Cam's
to
Badger
women's
sports.
Hockey.
Oh, we're moving on to women's hockey. I thought we already started with them.
Yeah, but we can. You know what? We're gonna finish with women's hockey because they're the best. Yeah, we're gonna move on to Cam's Badger sports breakdown. Wait, that's like low key iconic.
Thanks. We're gonna start doing that each episode.
Are
gonna,
we really?
We're gonna share it.
Together. I love that we make plans while we're on here.
On here because
so, guys, if you're listening and there's
roll,
something
guys.
Else you want to hear, let us know.
Yeah,
in the
they're
comments,
gonna be able to,
if they exist on Spotify.
Do we have comments we can see?
I think so.
If
we'll
not,
have to check.
If not, just DM Danny at DannySavin on TikTok.
Oh, go fall in a hole, Cameron. Okay. Cam, Badger
Danny
Sports,
could
Badger
kill
Sports
me.
Breakdown. Looks like a cinnamon roll could kill you.
That's Danny.
Looks like a cinnamon roll is a cinnamon roll. Okay.
Okay. Men's basketball, we had a tough loss last night to Indiana, but we're still looking at a 3 seed in the Big Ten.
Are we actually?
For men's basketball.
There's
yes.
no way.
Yes.
There's no way.
I believe so.
Wow.
That's what I saw on an Instagram post, so that's what I wrote down when I saw that.
And everyone, if you see it on Instagram, it's true.
Women's hockey had a big win over Ohio State University. The Ohio State University this weekend.
The OSU, yes. Yeah.
And they're at home this weekend versus St. Thomas for the first round of WCHA.
The playoffs. Badgers are, not the Ohio State.
Sorry, yes, the Badgers women's hockey team, just in case I didn't make that clear enough for you, because Danny's got to correct me, even though she's younger and dumber.
Oh, oh my gosh, Cameron.
That's a joke,
no,
guys.
No, I was saying
that's
in terms
a joke.
Of sentence structure, Cam. If you mention OSU said. And then you're like, yeah, they're at home, I was thinking, oh, I guess they are. That's kind of wild. Did you also just get a text from Chrissy? Is that what you're staring
yes.
at? That's so funny. Anywho, Chrissy is... How do we describe Chrissy? Queen. We love her. Chrissy is the female pioneer of WSUM, for lack of a better word, and one
female
of our
pioneer.
Inspirations for
what does female pioneer
this
mean?
Podcast. Well, she's a pioneer.
Pioneer.
Of,
okay.
of
oh,
sports
oh, I get,
at
I get
WSUM,
that.
And she okay. is a female.
She's a girl boss. Okay,
she
guys.
Is. Oh, that actually would have been
she's
so much
the
better
OG,
to start with.
I believe she's the OG girl boss.
I think she,
hey,
oh, she's
right
literally
here.
Here.
She's
guys,
right here.
Guys. Okay,
say
hi.
Hi
to. Well, now Chrissy has to say.
Well,
we were just talking
hi.
About you.
We
like, when
talking.
I say we were just talking about you, we were talking about how you
OG
are a
girl
boss and a pioneer.
Oh,
so Chrissy
God.
Has to say hi. Hi, Free Flow. Okay, so that's Chrissy. So you all know.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Okay, you keep going yeah, with thanks, your Badger thanks. Sports breakdown. Yeah, you're doing great, sweetie.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Okay,
yeah,
men's hockey is at home versus Michigan State on Friday and Saturday.
I know, I'm working
and they lost
those.
To them earlier in the season at Michigan State. Women's basketball plays at Maryland tomorrow for a conference matchup. And Sarah Williams had another double-double this weekend.
Yes, she did!
Even though we lost with a large margin loss to
we,
Purdue.
Yeah, oh my gosh,
little,
I was there for that. That was
oh, you
that was
worked
awful.
That, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
I called that for
watch,
the radio.
Watch that with my grandma. I've never seen her get so mad at a basketball game.
Not
funny.
Your grandma.
It was pretty funny, yeah.
That's so funny.
And then softball has the Utah Tech Invitational this weekend.
Ooh.
And they play Utah Tech in a doubleheader on Friday.
Are we supposed
Utah
to win?
In a doubleheader on Saturday, and Utah again for a single game on Sunday.
But are we supposed to win?
Utah's pretty good.
Are they?
Utah Tech, I don't think, is.
Okay.
But,
I've never heard of
you
that
know,
before.
Upsets happen. We were close with OU, and OU is
14
undoubtedly the best team in the country. So
yeah.
Yes, 14-0. Yeah. Patty Gasso.
Okay, wait. Can you explain something to me? How LSU, who's 13-0, undefeated, is ranked fifth, but Oklahoma, 14-0, is ranked first? Can you give us the breakdown of how softball points work?
Yes, so it depends on the rankings of each team, like, when you, like, beat a team that's ranked higher.
Ah.
So, Texas beat, earlier in the year, Tennessee, who was number two. So, when you beat the number two team in the country, you get more points for that game.
Okay.
LSU hasn't played big enough, like ranked teams to be higher than five.
Okay, so it's like if that game where like all the fish eat each other to become a bigger fish.
Yeah, that's a great example.
Yeah, it's a great example. I know it is.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
But LSU is having a great year. They do have a chance at a national championship because Pleasance is very, very good. But never doubt Natty Patty because Oklahoma is going to go back to back to back to back. I'm already calling
Would it be
it.
Five?
Four.
Four.
Back to back.
Yeah, okay. Counted.
And if they don't win Team of the Year at the ESPYs, if they win back to back to back, this is the most unfeministic award show ever.
Feministic? That's a new one. You, never
like,
heard
that
one before.
I know that the NFL, like, I know that the Chiefs just won back to back.
Yes.
But if Patty Gasol wins back to back to back to back, because they won back to back to back last year, did not win Team of the Year.
Right.
If they don't win Team of the Year this year, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Especially when I believe Oklahoma is coming up again on their win streak that they had last year. I believe it was 43 games that they won in a row.
They won 43 games in a row?
Yeah.
That's...
I think they had two losses on the year last year total.
That's insane.
Yeah, they're insane.
Wow.
But... as much as I love Oklahoma, I'm rooting for Texas.
Hook 'em. Alrighty. So Texas. We went over softball. Now we get to go back to Danny's favorite sport. Women's hockey. Except for the first like 10 minutes, apparently. I was not a fan.
I think you were.
I think
well,
you
yeah.
possessed me for like half that a was, second.
That's a lie. I like women's hockey.
That's
I don't,
a lie. Oh my gosh.
You said something about not
I
liking
know, that
them.
Was
and
wild.
I was like, Danny, you did not mean to say
no,
that.
No, I really did not. I think I was thinking more about like the men's team. They're just so hard to reach when I need to interview them. But the women's hockey team, they respond. They're iconic. Oh, Chrissy left. Bye, Chrissy. It was nice seeing you. Okay, but yes, women's hockey. UW opens the postseason, like Cam said, with a series against St. Thomas. So I was about to say tip off. It's not tip off, guys. It's puck drop. Puck drop at 5 p.m. on Friday and 4 p.m. on Saturday. But you cannot
Why
tie
did
a
no
series.
Prob just say go twice.
So I don't know.
Don't mind the no prob, no prob.
no probs. Back to back, no probs.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. That was not what I was trying
Not
to
related do. Whatsoever. But we deal in all things unrelated
okay.
in this podcast.
So
let me,
I
let
already
me, let me,
I already gave the breakdown that Danny is
no,
about to say on
I'm
the St. Thomas
my
WCHA.
Softball I'm on my softball soapbox. Hold
Wait,
on.
Wait, you're talking about softball? You said you were going to women's
I'm
hockey.
I'm talking about women's hockey, guys. I totally lied to your face. I am talking about hockey.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so for the second time in her career, freshman Ava McNaughton has been named the WCHA Rookie of the Month as she picked up the honors for February, which is incredible. Go her. The Badgers will head into the postseason with a 29-win, 5-tie, 0-loss record. Let me repeat that. 0 losses. And are looking to become the first team in the country to reach 30 wins this season. They actually, when they bested OSU this past weekend, they stopped the Buckeyes from reaching 30 wins. So the Badgers could potentially be the first team to hit 30 wins this season. The Badgers are undefeated against the Tommies, or the St. Thomas Tommies. That's a wild wow. Okay. Posting an 11 wins, 0 ties, 0 loss record since first meeting St. Thomas in the 2021-22 seasons. In their 11 meetings, the Badgers have outscored the Tommies 58-9. That's wild. In hockey, guys, that's that's
Can I
crazy.
Do something for that? Get ready, get ready.
Get ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Well, shoot, that's an app.
We're not ready, guys.
Guys, wait,
we're
wait,
not
wait.
Ready.
Wait, wait.
I'm waiting. I'm holding. That's wild.
That was supposed to sound so much cooler because it's supposed to be a goal noise. Whatever.
It was supposed to be, but it's sounding kind of cool. Their accomplishments themselves sound cool. We don't need noises to back them up. So
Real. Natty bound.
Natty? Oh yeah, Natty bound.
Calling it early.
Oh
We're
yeah.
We're Natty bound.
Oh yeah. And UW added 4 wins over St. Thomas in this regular season, so that was exciting. They are beginning their quest for the WCHA best 10th tournament title this weekend. 10th tournament title. That is incredible. Go women's hockey. Rock on. I'll be there both nights supporting you, holding a camera. So
Danny's in love with the women's hockey team.
Danny is in love with the women's hockey team. I do agree. I fully agree with that fact. And talking a little bit about the WCHA first round, Wisconsin holds a 16-1 record in the WCHA playoff games at Laban, and a 22-1 record in all games in the postseason played at home, which is pretty incredible. UW has won its last 19 postseason contests played at Laban, and I think they're gonna bring that number up to 21. I'm stoked. I cannot wait to see it happen. Go women's hockey. Rock on.
Real.
Real. Fake news. Real fake news, guys. Kind of fun, kind of cool.
Real.
Real.
That's my favorite word right now, guys. Real. I just keep saying real.
I noticed.
Okay, I know that we're going back to this because Danny didn't really... Not that Danny didn't let me finish. I'm really...
She's just really attached to softball.
I'm really attached to softball, and I'm really giving Danny a day today.
She is giving me a day. Why, Cam? You're the one who's possibly leaving. Why are you giving me a day?
I don't know, girl. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thanks. I don't accept.
That's okay.
In terms of softball...
Don't accept. I don't care.
I don't care. Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
Be mad. I'll be gone later.
Stop. No. If you actually... I'm going to cry so hard.
And I'll blame it all on Danny.
Oh, my gosh. It is all my fault.
Depending on how nice Danny is for the next month...
The next month...
Is going to be the deciding factor if I leave or not.
Crazy. Crazy statement. That's a crazy statement.
So, I'm going to give you the 1 through 25 rundown with Cam.
Yeah.
So... Obviously, Oklahoma, leading the country, 14-0, number one.
Number one.
Number two, Texas, is 12-1. They lost to Stanford this week in a close battle, but they are number two in the country. Number three in the country, we have Georgia, who's on the up and up. They're 12-1 as well.
And up and up and up.
Washington's number four in the country with a 12-2 record. LSU's 13-0. They're number five in the country. I'm waiting for them to play a ranked team, see how they do. Tied for six, we have Duke and Oklahoma State. Duke has a 13-1 record. Oklahoma State has a 13-2 record. Number eight, dropping from the place of two to, I believe, four, now to eight. Tennessee is 8-4 on the year. So they're kind of having a little struggle bus moment, but
You heard it here first, everyone.
By the season of mayhem, they'll be fine. Number nine is Clemson, who's 11-2. Number 10, Stanford, who's on the up and up and will be up in the top five sooner or later. They are 10-4. 11 is Alabama, who's 16-0, has yet to play any good ranked teams, so that's why they are so low. But they are on the up and up as well. Patrick Murphy is slaying once again. Florida State is at number 12. They're 11-3, as they should be, number 12 in the country. Missouri's on the up and up, 13-2. They're number 13 in the country. 14 is Kentucky. They're 11-2. 15 is Florida, 15-2.
Yeah.
Arkansas's 13-3 at number 16 in the country. Baylor, for the first time in years, is back in the top 25.
Oh my gosh.
For consecutive weeks.
Whoa.
They're 8-3. And number 17 in the country. Number 18 in the country is Texas A&M. Texas represent. They've got three teams from Texas up there. 14-1. UCLA, upsetting performance in the beginning of their season, but they're doing okay. They're 7-5.
They do upset
at number
me
19. Virginia Tech is 12-3-1. And they're number 20 in the country. Arizona's at 16-1 at 21 in the country. 22nd in the country is South Carolina at 13-2. Mississippi State is 11-3 at number 23. Cal Berkeley is 15-1 at number 24, which this is their first time being up there this season because they were not ranked earlier. And Auburn is 7-2-1, and their original rank was 24th, but they moved down to 25th. So, pretty cool.
And that's
that for softball, and that's that for Danny ever talking about women's hockey again.
Oh, She's never going to let that one go.
All jokes,
Thank
guys.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Game Days with the Girls, the most scripted you've had since our inaugural episode. My name is Danny Savin, and I'm joined alongside
Goldilocks.
And we will see you next week. Have a great rest of your day.
You're listening.
Thanks for listening to a podcast from WSUM.